Rip Van Winkle and Other Stories by Washington Irving. Read by Donata Peters. This recording of the reading of Rip Van Winkle and Other Stories was produced in 1992 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. The youngest of 11 children of a successful New York hardware merchant, Washington Irving was born in New York in 1783, the year that ended the War of Independence. Irving tried studying law, but preferred writing, and for a time in his early 20s put out with two brothers a magazine called Salma Gundy, informal essays on New York literary and social life. He also wrote a satirical History of New York under the pen name Diedrich Knickerbocker. His fiancée died of TB when he was 26, and Irving remained a bachelor. In 1715, when he was 32, he left for England to work in the family business in Liverpool, but the business failed and he turned again to writing. By the time he came back to the States, 17 years later, he was an author of international repute. His first three books were The Sketchbook, containing the tales of Rip Van Winkle and the Headless Horseman, Bracebridge Hall, sentimental essays on the life of an English country gentleman, and Tales of a Traveller, anecdotes and impressions of his European travels. In his early 40s, Irving was attached to the U.S. Embassy in Madrid, where he wrote A Life of Columbus, A History of the Moorish Conquest, and one of his best-known works, The Alhambra, an account of the palace fortress and a retelling of its legends, which gained Irving a following in Spain as well as in the USA. After a posting to the U.S. legation in London, he returned to the USA in 1832 to be lionized as the first man of American letters. He settled on a...